Krishna is fascinated with the people and the land of Vrindavan. In the Bhagavatam, there is one verse in the first chapter of the 10th canto which says, the city and district of Mathura, you know, Vrindavan is part of that, are very intimately connected with Krishna, for Lord Krishna lives there eternally. Nityam Sanihito Hari. He is there eternally. It is there, writes Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, that Krishna appears and becomes visible to the people of the world. And he stays there forever. He does not descend from Vaikuntha, one of his many spiritual planets. No, he is right there as Krishna in Vrindavan. In his early childhood, Krishna would crawl near the house of Nanda Baba. He was so fascinated with Vrindavan that he didn't mind that he had to crawl like a little snake with Balarams through the mud, which was wettened by the cow urine. Later, Krishna left the village and would go further into the forest. And even though he and his cowherd boyfriends were very much decorated by their mothers, they put this costly dress down and dressed in forest attire. They put mango twigs and leaves on their bodies. They painted themselves with soft minerals. They must have looked quite colorful, you know, yellow, red, green, blue. And they picked up the peacock feathers and decorated themselves with these things and then engaged in playing. But of all the people in Vrindavan, of all the things which Vrindavan forest offers to Krishna, he's fascinated especially with Srimati Radharani. There is a verse where Krishna speaks in his own words. I have become a cowherder in the forest and I'm wandering around with my cows simply to see you, O Radha. The land of Vrindavan inspires everyone who goes there with a strong impetus, the impetus of bhakti and love, to go to Radha and Krishna, to go back home, back to Godhead. During the month of Kartik, read Vrindavan-related things in the Bhagavatam, and you will develop an attachment to what is in the mind of Krishna, and in this way come quite close to him.